Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. My partner, Jerry Pellegrino, is out of town this week, so I'm going to be flying solo. Okay, if you have a foodie, a gourmet chef, or a good old-fashioned home cook on your shopping list, gift ideas are not that hard to come up with. And since the internet has come on the scene, it's made shopping for the kitchen very easy and very inspiring. I spent a couple hours the other day just looking up things that chefs might be interested. I saw hundreds of possibilities, but these are some of the best that I came across. The first one I think is going to be a very, very popular gift this year because everyone's seen it on TV and everyone wants to try it. It's a sous vide immersion circulator. You can get these for about $100 to $130. Sous vide cooking is where you take a food item, let's say a chicken breast, and you vacuum pack it in a plastic bag and you put it into a pot of water that is being held at a certain temperature. So let's say you want to cook that chicken breast to 160 degrees. You set the little machine to go 160 degrees, and that's exactly the temperature it keeps the water. So you cannot overcook it. It's ideal. It's intended for very slow cooking, and you get a very, very moist product at the end. Now, going hand in hand with that would be the vacuum plastic bag sealer. You can get these for between $40 and $140. I got one of these, 5 or 6 years ago. I wasn't immediately sure I was going to use it a lot. How foolish of me. I use it all the time. If I go to the store and I see a really, really good sale for, let's say, New York strip steaks, I'll buy a bunch of them and bring them home and seal them up in a plastic bag and keep them for later on. It's a great way to stock up on things. It's also a great way to prepare food for the sous vide circulator. And this is just a great pair of things. One note about these plastic bag sealers, you got to get the bag that was intended for that brand because they all work slightly differently. They're all engineered slightly different. So look very closely and make sure that you get the right kind of bags for it. Here's something that I think is very much a perennial gift, and that's a really first-class chef's knife set. It would include things like a chef's knife, a slicing knife, a 4-inch blade, a paring knife, and a sharpening steel, which I think is very, very important. You also are likely to get along with a nice wooden block to put all the stuff into, a whole bunch of steak knives, you know, 6 or 8 steak knives, so it runs the count up for the number of pieces in the set. Henkel has a 15-piece set. Well, that costs about $140 with the block, and Chicago Cutlery is more budget-friendly at about $40 for a 16-piece set. And also, you might want to consider getting a whetstone for sharpening. Now, here's something I thought was really cute and might be a good stocking stuffer. Walgreens will make up a personalized apron for your beloved with a big, fat photo on the front of it for only about $15. I wouldn't mind having one of those myself, provided I get to pick the photo. And finally, this is something I got several years ago, and I use it all the time and love it. It's the Marcato Atlas Pasta Maker. It's made out of stainless steel, costs about $75 for the hand-cranked model, and you can get different attachments that make different types of pasta for around $30 a piece. Once you start using this and getting accustomed to it, it makes making pasta a whole lot of fun, and I really, really enjoy it. So we're going to put this and other ideas on our website and hope that you print it up and take it when you go out shopping or sit behind your computer and do some surfing for holiday gifts. I'm Al Spohler, and for Jerry Pellegrino, we'd like to wish you happy holidays. You've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.